Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the DDP. Yesterday I ended the podcast by talking about developing our spiritual gifts to edify the body, to uplift, to build up. We're dealing with this passage from Ephesians 4. And I closed by talking about how we would spend some time today dealing with finding our gift and walking in it and not de-emphasizing. And really what I want to discuss today is not de-emphasizing what God has done in us through some silly religious spirit, religious mindset. There's this idea, particularly in pulpit ministry, that that's the apex, that's the biggie. If you can get to pulpit ministry, you've been chosen by God to do the most special work in the world. And then if you can ascend to full-time pulpit ministry, then you're really, really good at it and God has chosen you. And I don't think we realize what we're doing. We're de-emphasizing every other job in the world and acting like the hardest and most important job in the world is pulpit ministry. I've even heard it said, well, you'd have to step down from the local church to become president of the United States because the job of the local pastor is so important that it's a step down to be the president. You don't really believe that, do you? I mean, I've been pastor of a local church, and it is a very rewarding thing, and it is a very powerful thing, and it is a very amazing thing. But to say you'd have to step down to be the leader of the free world is just sounds like a religious mindset. The reality is, whatever you're doing, if you're using the gift God gave you to do it, that's the greatest job in the world. There's no tiered system with God. It's all according to good pleasure. He works that out in us. And this idea that the best way to show my gift is I've got to be doing pulpit ministry. Listen, some people are gifted to do pulpit ministry. I happen to have a little gift to speak into people's lives and help release them and set them free. It's not my only gift in life, but it seems to be my most obvious gift in life. And so I use that gift. But that's not everybody's gift, and it's certainly not some apex gift that if God really, really cares for you, he's going to put you in ministry. And that's just ridiculous. Whatever it is that you love to do, that's your gift. And you ought to do it the best you can do it and enjoy every minute of it. And so there's a measure of Christ's gift inside of us. We can call it a grace gift or whatever. But that measure is to be used because God placed it inside of you. So I want to set somebody free. There may be a minister listening to me who you don't really want to be in the ministry. Your heart is to be in business, or your heart is to be in university, going to school, or some other area of employment. And you're fighting it and saying, well, I feel a call. And you may very well feel a call, but you are not on opposite ends of this with God. God's warring against you. People always use Jonah and say, well, sometimes you're going to hate where God sent you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Jonah's problem was not fighting where God sent him. Jonah had an unforgiveness problem. Jonah hated Ninevites. He said, if I go, you'll forgive them. His problem was not fear of going. He hated the Ninevites. Plus, Jonah's under the old covenant. You have the internalization of the Holy Spirit. You're not fighting against the Lord. So don't quote some Old Testament story in which a guy didn't have the presence of the Spirit inside of him like you do and act as if that's comparable. The reality is the will of God is what you're wanting to do. That's the peace that he's placed inside of you is because you and he are on the same team. Let the gift come out of you today. Use it accordingly and be happy that you have what you have and nobody else has it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.